This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I am sorry I was gone for a few days. Hey, listen, I get to take a vacation too once in a while. Wasn't much of a vacation though. It wasn't, and I don't mean to sound critical, but never ever travel the holiday seasons if you don't have to. I don't understand it. You know, every other airport was on time except ours. Ours was the only flight that was 2-3 hours off, whereas everybody else was on time departure, on time departure. I'm not going to say which airline because I don't want to bag the airline. I think what gets me mad, and I'm sure some of you guys are dealing with this, you know, going into the holiday weekend, is, you know, everybody else, it seems like with these other airlines, okay, if one plane is late, we're going to use this other plane that's on time. Then as this other plane comes in, we'll go to this gate. And so it's first come, first serve. So the planes just keep coming. No, it doesn't happen that way. I'm sorry, Dr. Wax, your plane is still in Phoenix. What the hell is my plane doing in Phoenix? I'm not even going to Phoenix. Well, your plane is in Phoenix, and we are waiting for the Phoenix flight to come here. Well, why? What's going on in Phoenix? It can't be snow. There's weather. Weather? What kind of weather in Phoenix? There's no weather in Phoenix. I lived in Phoenix. There's no weather in Phoenix. The other thing, too, that I find very, very odd is in the olden days, they used to board a plane from the back first. Remember how smart that was? My husband noticed that. He's like, that made it so much easier. So let's say you're in row 35, and I'm always in the last row because it's closer to the bathroom, and then usually there's seats together where I can sit with the kids. So I take row 35, 36, but no. They always row, they do first class, and I get that, and boy, are those first class prissy. It is, you know, you're standing there, you're waiting for the gate, and someone's like, I'm in first class. I'm like, yeah, go blow it out, your rectal peritoneum. So anyway, so the first class people go, and they act like they're all big shots, and we know you didn't pay for the tickets. We know it's your boss or your mommy's paying for them, or they're your miles. So don't be acting like you're richer than the rest of us with you in your first class. Fine. They get on board. Okay, but then you have rows 5 through 10. Why are you boarding rows 5 through 10? Board rows 35, 36. Board them, you know, so then we have a place to put our bags. It makes no sense. And then you could fill up quicker. As you're boarding the back rows, you don't have this log as opposed to boarding the front. So that makes no sense. Then they served us some nut crap something. I guess now the big thing is a snack mix with no peanuts. Okay, at least peanuts gave you some energy during the long flight. No. So it's this, I don't know what it is. So I sucked off the salt and I just made good with that. The seats are smaller now. I'm telling you right now, the seats are smaller. It's not that my butt got bigger, no. And your knees are now touching the seat in front of you. In fact, my airplane didn't even have a pocket. There was no pocket for me to put my drink. They only had one of those like plastic pocket things that only holds a piece of paper. So what the hell am I supposed to do with my drink? Can't hand it to the kid. Now, where we went was we went to the Dominican Republic. Okay? Punta Cana, very, very nice, very beautiful. But I had a problem there too. Okay? So we took the kids because we went with another family and I don't ever get to see the kids because I work so much. Alright, so we're all hanging out in the pool area. Okay? So I noticed that my husband's not really paying attention to me. I'm like, oh, what's going on? And he's like, oh, nothing, I'm just enjoying the scenery. Well, I turn around thinking we're going to, you know, see some view of the beach from the pool. And there's Miss Thong dancing to the disco music that they have. Don't ask, they're playing disco. And she's sitting there dancing in a thong. I'm like, are you kidding me? So I decide, you know what, I'm going to just, you know, go enjoy that. Fine. So I start to go over to the older boys. Okay, so my older son, and he has his friend there. And I come over there, and they just start walking away. And they start walking away fast in the pool. I didn't know you could walk in a pool. So they leave. So I'm like, you know what, I'll go to the babies. So you got the two 12-year-olds playing Frisbee. By the way, kids these days don't know how to throw a Frisbee. You know how we used to do it on the beach in the 70s and 80s? They don't know how to throw a Frisbee. So they start to throw the Frisbee wrong, and one of the kids yells, no, don't come over. I'm like, what? I can't come over in the pool. Why not? Well, there were two 12-year-old girls giggling at the way they were throwing the Frisbee. So now here I am sitting in the middle of the pool, standing in the middle of the pool with nowhere to go. Well, then come the 55-plus singles. And they start coming over, and I look like hot stuff. In fact, it's funny because the Donna Summer Hot Stuff song was playing, right? I got some hot stuff, baby, this evening. Okay, so all that's going on. And so now I'm getting hit on by these men with big gold chains coming over to visit me because I'm standing in the middle of the pool. I like, you know, thank you, but no thank you. I'm actually here for my 20th anniversary, but my husband is sitting there watching Miss Thong over there. Like, yeah, we watched her for about 30 minutes. Now we want somebody with a little bit more booty. I like, yeah, thank you, but no thank you. So I finally decided to turn around to go yell at my husband, and who is up at the bar? The two older boys. Apparently in the Caribbean, you could drink. Remember I told you this? You could drink at any age. So here they are, up at the bar, ordering alcohol. And they're getting it. Okay, now I'm ready to flip my lid. I don't know what to do, okay? And you can tell they don't like the taste of it. Kids don't like the taste of alcohol. Beer tastes like crap. I mean, beer really tastes like crap. So they're pretending that they like the taste of beer. Meanwhile, I peer over to the side of the bar, and here's the 12-year-old. And the 12-year-old is standing there trying to act all grown up with his braces, going, cerveza, please. I'm like, what is this? So he gets the beer. I'm watching this. He gets the beer, and he starts walking across the pool with the beer in his hand. And I look at the bartenders. They don't care. I'm like, did you tip him? Okay? So anyway, it was just, I don't know. And then I got sick, and then the play was delayed. So at least I'm back. I'm back here to do the show. But no, my vacation. So, and what kills me is we didn't even see the in-laws or family. There was no family and no in-laws. And still, it was a crappy trip. All right, but we got a lot to talk about. All right, we've got some good news here. The Ebola vaccine works. Something is actually going right. We got an Ebola vaccine that works. They also say that if you have a woman doctor, you have a better chance of living. Are you kidding me? And then heart attacks on Christmas. Why are they on the rise? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Show. Sorry, I don't have any Christmas music up. I apologize. We're working on the Christmas music, and I'll just have to sing you guys my Christmas songs because it's Christmas time, and it is the best holiday season of the year. And happy Hanukkah. Hanukkah's coming up, too. Happy Hanukkah. Yay! We get the dreidel song. We get to play dreidel. We get to learn how to gamble pretty early on when we're Jews. It's really fun. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to John who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget, again, to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're switching gears to talking about pain medication as the Cardinal Health Unit, Cardinal Health Inc. Unit, has agreed to pay $10 million to resolve claims that have failed to report to the U.S. DEA suspiciously large orders of addictive painkillers by New York area pharmacies. So I guess the settlement with New York City-based pharmaceutical distributor Kinray LLC was disclosed in papers filed late on Thursday in Manhattan federal court, and it came amid efforts by U.S. authorities to combat the nation's opioid drug epidemic. Some of you have weighed in on what's been going on with the opioid issues and how, you know, Many people have been bagging on the pharmacies, and it's not the pharmacy's fault altogether, because they've been, you know, getting fined for people coming in prescribing medications, and if they fill more than 10 a month, okay, that the DEA feels was excessive, they now unfortunately have to face pretty big fines, as we talked about last week. So let's go to the phone calls and see what you have to say. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, hi. Yeah, I like what you were saying about the pharmacy business and not being so hard on the pharmacist. I'm a student and pharmacy technician also, and I agree. But my question is, why in certain places is there such a big problem with opioids and prescriptions, so many pain clinics giving out so many prescriptions, hundreds of them a day? And I noticed my first technician job was in Las Vegas, and it was horrible. It was just so many. I mean, it was overwhelming how many prescriptions for pain medications,
mm-hmm.
Like oxycodone, OxyContin, everything, and for kids, mm-hmm. Adderall and Roxycodone, and I mean everything, and fentanyl patches, fentanyl mm-hmm. Suckers, and Vegas has a real problem with it, or Nevada does. I don't know if there's a reason, and I heard Florida also. I was wondering what is some of the reasons for that.
That's a good question.
All right, thank you, and thanks for taking my question. Bye.
Okay, so that's good. I wish you were live, because I want to commend you for entering the pharmacy business industry. I think it's going to be a very tumultuous one, as unfortunately the pharmacists are being blamed as well as doctors for the opioid epidemic. And you know, it's very interesting how the government goes against the people that they can. Yeah, you know, all right, well, let's just, you know, go after the doctors, let's find the pharmacists, let's find, and you know, nobody's dealing with pain, and nobody's dealing with addiction. And that's what we need to have done. Not that I want the government interfering with how many prescriptions you can get, you can receive, but you do bring up a point. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, as you all know. And, for me, my prescribing habits were very conservative. Very, very. I wanted to make sure whoever was in pain got some relief over the next few days, until at least they could get in with a regular pain doctor or the orthopedist or whoever was, dealing with the joint or the body part that was in pain. I mean, if you have chronic abdominal pain, you shouldn't be taking narcotics. All right? You'd be getting in with a gastroenterologist. If you have chronic knee pain or chronic back pain, we got to get you in with your orthopedist. But there are people out there, all right? And there's a couple different categories of people. You have those where they have tried everything. Okay, their knees and hips are shot. Their back is shot. All right. They just are. I mean, I was in the Dominican Republic, and it was beautiful. And by the way, if you want an inexpensive trip, the Dominican Republic was very inexpensive. We're talking food, drink, flight, all included. So it was a great getaway. It was cheaper to go there than someplace in America. That's how inexpensive it was to go to the Dominican. But I was hurting so bad. The humidity. I was just in so much pain, and I used to run. So my hips are shot, my knees are shot from skiing and years of running, such that I didn't take a painkiller, and I didn't want to take any ibuprofen. I just kind of worked it off, walked it off, stayed in the pool. But for those of you that can't take it, because you are literally bone on bone, you're in a lot of pain. And those pain pills only last a few hours. So it's very easy for you to go through six a day. Dangerous because of all the Tylenol attached. And the government started to limit the amount of Tylenol with these painkillers. So you take about six a day. Right? After 7 days, that's 42 pills. So you get a prescription for 100. It seems excessive. It was excessive for me. I would only give 30 pills. I never gave 100. I didn't want anybody overdosing on them. I'm not a pain specialist, and I wanted the pharmacy to know when somebody was falsifying my prescription. So I left it at 30. They could come back and get a refill if they needed to, but I just wrote 30. I'm not a pain doctor, so that's not my specialty, but I still, wanted to be merciful and make sure you had something for pain. But somebody with a prescription for 100, as you could see, if they go through 42 a week, which, by the way, is still way too much, I couldn't imagine what's going on with the liver or the bowel, or even the brain, as the mood receptors from the opioid get saturated. That's what, a little bit more than 2 weeks worth, 100 pills. So on one end, you have people in chronic pain that really need 360 tablets, and that's to get them through. Then you have other people that are taking it for funsies. They're taking it to get high. Then you have the group of people where they are just addicted. They don't even know if it's real pain anymore. They are addicted. And going through opioid withdrawal is the worst. And we've talked about it. It is scary. You shouldn't die. Some people could be suicidal. But it is so painful. It is so miserable. And opioid withdrawal is so frightening that drives people to want more and more medication. So why Vegas? So the pharmacy tech, and I trust him with his data more than I, because he's in the field. But, you know, Florida, Florida, again, you have people in pain. You also have people like to party. I wouldn't be surprised if California, just because it's a very populous state. New York obviously has been having issues, but they're limiting what you could get in an ER, and there's now a lot more limitations legally. But nobody is addressing the pain. Now, he talked about fentanyl patches and fentanyl suckers. Fentanyl lollipops. I mean, the fentanyl, that is one of the strongest, most potent narcotics out there. And there is such a demand for these. So what happens? Well, you just get used to it. You get tolerant to it. Yeah, I'm supposed to be having surgery next week. I'm not too excited about that. And the surgeon, who was wonderful, when he did my first surgery, I didn't even need any pain pills. I took one that day, you know, because, you know, he said, make sure, you know, you take something so you can at least get up and walk around. And that was the only thing. I only had to take one little baby pain pill. Thank God I was good. This time he goes, you may be in the hospital. You may be in a lot of pain. So I'm a little nervous about that, because I don't want to be in pain. And we got the Dallas game coming up Monday night. So if they don't get ESPN, I am screwed. So I am going to be leaving AMA to get the hell out of the hospital and watch the game. I got some bowel obstruction hernia thing. I don't know what the hell. And that's good, because honestly, I think I got a testicle floating around there somewhere. So if they could find that too, do some lipo, I am golden. But so anyway, so I'm having some issues. I'm having, you know, something done on Monday. I'm not too excited about that, but I'm going to do it anyway. And I'm a little nervous about the pain. And so, you know, I get nervous, and I go, well, what if I'm really going to be in pain for a few days? So I start taking Lortab or Vicodin or whatever they give you. Maybe the first one you get a little bit of euphoria, but then after the next, no, it doesn't seem to work. So it's very, very easy to become tolerant. Then as you become tolerant, meaning, it's not really doing much for me, I have to go up on the dose. As you go up on the dose, you start to become more tolerant to that. Then you skip a dose, and either the pain comes back, or you start to feel shaky, or you get diarrhea. That's where the addiction part starts to come in, where you looks like are so dependent on it that now you need it. So it's that flow, very simplified, all right, because I know we're coming up on break, and I don't have time to be long-winded on this. So, narcotics are one of the most popular drugs out there. They're a legal drug. And I believe the majority of people are not taking it for funsies, but they're taking it because they have pain or now they're addicted. Even if they started to take it for funsies, we have addiction issues. And so we need to focus our efforts on getting people off pain medication and dealing with pain. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
All right, guys, rebel up. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So there is a whipped cream shortage looming. And this is not very good considering holiday time. We like to add whipped cream to everything. 'Tis the season for pumpkin and pecan pies. According to the Washington Post, the cinnamon and peppermint drinks and the coffees and the hot cocoa with the whipped cream. I love hot cocoa with whipped cream. So yummy! For apparently, though, the supply of canned whipped creams, which are really fluffy because of the nitrous oxide gas, it's going to be a leaner supply. So Santa's not going to be very, very happy with that. So it's a nitrous oxide shortage. Unless people are getting high on the nitrous oxide. I've never done a whippet. I don't get high. But I guess you do it by using whipped cream. I don't understand how you do that without getting whipped cream all over you. I guess you have to I don't know how that works. Anyway, according to Lanny Friedman, a representative for Conagra Foods, the makers of Ready Whip whipped cream, oh, that tastes so good, they say due to an industry-wide supply issue, there is currently a shortage of some whipped toppings, including Ready Whip. Ready Whip is not alone. A tragic accident back in August triggered this shortage. Two gas tankers, as well as a nitrous oxide holding tank, exploded at a loading dock in an air gas chemical plant in Florida. The explosion sadly killed a worker. A Florida State Fire Marshal told Fox 10 that the body of an air gas employee was found some 50 to 75 feet from the loading bay. That is so sad. Airgas confirmed to the Pensacola News Journal that an employee had died but did not release the name of the victim. As the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health notes, OSHA, the gas itself is not combustible, but it does enhance combustion of other substances. So this accident curbed nitrous oxide production. Airgas, which bills itself as the largest North American producer of the gas, supplies nitrous oxide to several customers, including Conagra and medical clients. All right, so in November, the Purchasing Association of Private Clubs told its members that they halted production of Ready Whip as nitrous oxide becomes available in the coming months. Then there'll be, I guess, certain medical contracted applications will get priority. We use nitrous oxide, laughing gas, right, in dental settings as well as a variety of other settings. We also use it as an anesthetic. And it also works for apprehensive patients who are about to have surgery. So that's what we need the nitric oxide for. So whipped cream is kind of down on the list. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, University of Minnesota. Oh, yay, Minnesota. Their research has allowed a person's thoughts to move a robotic arm. They say disabled people or those with degenerative diseases or those born without limbs obviously can't do many things that we take for granted. And this new research published in the journal Nature, research journal Scientific Reports of Nature, a group of people were able to move a robotic arm without the need for invasive procedures that require implanting a device in one's head. They simply imagined moving their arms to doing something, and the robotic arm did what they thought of doing. That is phenomenal. So it's basically how we work. We think, and our arm moves. So, Ben He, a biomedical engineering professor at the University of Minnesota and lead research, had said this is the first time in the world that people can operate a robotic arm to reach and grasp objects in a complex 3D environment using only their thoughts without having to go through a brain implant. So what is this technique that's so non-invasive? It's called an electroencephalography, EEG, based brain-computer interface. So those of you guys who are techies probably will know more about this than I do. And they use a specialized high-tech EEG cap. And yes, EEGs we use to detect seizure activity. Very good for those of you who remember that. But they use a high-tech EEG cap that will record a brain's thoughts, which in the form of weak electrical activity. Then they convert these into action through signal processing and machine learning. They took 8 healthy individuals, completed various sessions wearing this cap. They learned how to control a cursor on a screen. They learned how to control a robotic arm without actually moving their real arms. And they learned using thoughts to control the robotic arm to grasp objects and move them to different locations on a table. And these were specific locations on the table. Eventually, they say, these subjects learn to control the robotic arm to grab things and put them on a 3-tier shelf, all by thinking about the movements. This is almost like Ant-Man. Remember with Ant-Man where he was able to get the ants to take the sugar and move it to wherever he wanted? That it's kind of like that. All subjects learn to control the robotic arm with high success rates. This is being reported by the UniversityHerald.com. He said the results of the research are promising and might pave the way for science to create helpful solutions for people who are dependent on others' help. This is absolutely phenomenal. So we're close, guys. We and our robotic arms, we are really getting close. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is fascinating. I've been asked many times about asparagus smell in the urine. And I was asked years ago by somebody when I first went on air, why do some people have the asparagus smell in their urine and others do not? And there has been research around this going, what's the difference between one person's kidneys versus another? Well, we don't think it has anything to do with the kidneys. It may actually be your nose. Some people could smell it. Some people can't. So researchers looked at data of more than 6,900 people of European American descent. And the study was led by Sarah Markt and Lorelli Mucci of the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health in Boston, and found that 40% of the participants could smell asparagus in their urine after consuming and digesting it, but the rest said they couldn't. They then identified 871 variants in multiple genes involved in the sense of smell that were strongly associated with an ability to detect the scent of asparagus and pee. These people were labeled, yes, you got a label, asparagus anosmic. So that's me. If I eat asparagus, I never smell it in the urine. So I am asparagus anosmic. Anosmic means you can't smell. So according to, or a loss of smell. According to the study authors, the findings present candidate genes of interest for future research on the structure and function of our olfactory receptors and on the compounds responsible for the distinctive odor produced by asparagus metabolites. Now, okay, I don't give a damn about asparagus. I'm sure none of you guys do either, okay? So I think we're good there. But remember how we talked about a loss of smell could be the first sign of Alzheimer's? What I want to know is, are those of us, see, I want an easy test to help us determine, okay, I need an easy test to help us determine if we are prone to Alzheimer's or these dementia diseases. So for me, where I see an application is if they decide to, if they are able to determine that those of us that smell asparagus are good, we're in the clear, and those who aren't are bad, you see, then that's the test we use in the doctor's office to see if you're prone to Alzheimer's. Everybody eat some asparagus and then go pee. If you can smell the asparagus, you're good. If you can't, you see, this is something that I would like to see studied. So I know a lot of you guys are like, well, I really don't give a damn about asparagus, and I don't either. I really can't stand asparagus. I mean, yes, maybe I'll eat it. It's supposed to, by the way, asparagus is supposed to be an aphrodisiac. Now, I don't know if it's because of the shape. But they say eating asparagus is supposed to get you in the mood. Other than that, I really see no purpose for it. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1 in 8 of our pilots could be depressed. What does that mean for us when they fly us? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW.
or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Don't forget to give the gift of life. Blood is needed desperately. So please, if you can, donate blood. This is a very, very scary time of year as many people are away. They're vacationing. They drink. They may not take care of themselves. Accidents could happen. And, people don't think about donating blood on a regular basis during the holidays. So this is extremely important. And if you don't know what to get somebody, but you want to get somebody something, give them a pint of blood as a present. They don't have to actually have the pint, but the fact that you're donating in their name is pretty damn cool. So pints for presents, I think, is a very, very cool thing to do. Donate a pint of blood if you can. It could save the lives of 3 people. Very, very cool. Unfortunately, somebody who needed blood And didn't make it was Alan Thicke, 69-year-old actor who died from a Stanford type A aortic dissection. Apparently he was playing hockey with his 19-year-old son Carter at Pickwick Gardens Ice Rink in Burbank, California. An insider at the ice rink said he was in great spirits. Alan had taken a few shifts. It seemed fine. Then during a shift, he seemed to falter and skated to the bench. He was sitting on the bench, hunched over, and then started to experience pain. He laid down and started moaning loudly, holding his head. We called 911, and the paramedics came within 2 to 3 minutes. He was conscious and had stopped moaning by the time they took him to the hospital. From what we understand, he also told everybody, "Don't worry, I'm good." And unfortunately, he was pronounced dead at the hospital that afternoon. From what we understand, Alan was healthy, Alan Thicke, and his heart apparently wasn't healthy, so this was a complete shock. So you're going to hear the terms aortic rupture. It didn't rupture. It dissected. All right. A aneurysm rupture. So what's the difference between an aneurysm and a dissection? Well, an aneurysm, most commonly in the abdominal aorta. So the aorta is the main conduit, the main artery of the blood that comes through the heart. Okay. It's that main tube. And it's supposed to dispense blood throughout the, it's like the main artery, main highway, supposed to allow offshoots and branches off of it to go and circulate around the body. In the abdominal area, which is not what happened to Alan Thicke, that area can very commonly, if you smoke, okay, have high blood pressure and other risk factors, I don't want to say very commonly, but it can, rarely, I should say, start to swell. All right, gets 4.5, 5 centimeters, 5.6 centimeters. That can actually burst and rupture. That's an abdominal aortic aneurysm rupture. You can also have an aneurysm in the brain that ruptures. It just kind of pops, starts to leak. An aortic dissection is different. It's where the blood vessel dissects. Many times it happens in the thoracic. I don't want to say many times in terms of commonly, but when it happens, more commonly in the thoracic. So what happens there is you have a tube, and the tube starts to tear along the lining. So the inner part of the tube tears, such that blood is now flowing into that ripped area. So it's still enclosed at the time. But that blood that starts to go into that ripped area pocket, that doesn't get to go anywhere. So it's painful. You don't get enough blood to where you need to. And it could eventually rupture. So this aortic dissection, of all the catastrophes that could happen to the aorta, according to Medscape, this is even more common than a ruptured abdominal aorta. 33% of people will die within the first 24 hours. 50% will die within 48 hours. They say the two-week mortality rate approaches 75% in patients with an undiagnosed ascending aortic dissection. Now, when you see the term ascending, the ascending aorta is as it leaves the heart, it goes up, and then it goes down. So the heart pumps up the blood, okay? And then so that's the ascending arch, the as it goes up. And then it turns the corner, makes a U-E, and then it goes down to the descending aorta. You have the descending thoracic aorta, which is still in the chest cavity, and then it goes down into the abdominal aorta area. So we are talking about a thoracic or a chest aorta, a chest part of the aorta. So, the dissections of the thoracic aorta have now been classified. So, when you heard that he had a Stanford classification type A, all right, you got type A and type B. Type A is the ascending, okay? Type B is not, and then you have the DeBakey types, etc. So, you have the type 1 where it's the ascending aorta, then the aortic arch, and then the descending aorta. Type 2 is just ascending aorta, and then type 3 is just the descending aorta. Type 3 dissections are later classified, so there's a bunch of different classifications of these, but it sounds like he had an ascending aorta dissection. I don't think they gave us any more of the classifications. Now, so what happens here? All right, so you get a tear within the lining of the aorta, and so you start to get blood in there. You get a subintimal hematoma. That pressure dissects it even more. Occasionally, this hematoma builds up where it can take up at least a half, even then a full part of that circumference, because if you're having blood escape the main artery into the side wall, eventually that's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. All right? So you get less blood. You got less blood flow. You basically you basically bleed to death internally within that wall, and then if it ruptures as well. So who's at risk for it? They say 75% of dissections occur in those who are 40 to 70 years old with a peak age of 50 to 65 years old. One of you messaged me, is this what happened to John Ritter? Yes, it is. He had, unfortunately, they thought it was a heart attack, but he had an aortic dissection. Very painful. You can also have, if you have connective tissue disorders, issues where your connective tissue, the lining of the heart isn't as strong. There's a whole variety of conditions that could do this, a bunch of different metabolic disorders. You could even have arteriosclerosis. Or you have, if you have arteriosclerosis or hardening of the arteries, that could put you at risk also. Bicuspid aortic valves, we've talked about that. Trauma, obviously, you have blunt trauma and then all of a sudden the wall weakens. Cocaine. We've seen people with cocaine, unfortunately, get this abrupt chest pain. May not be a heart attack. It could be an aortic dissection, so you have to watch out for that. Certain infections could do it. Syphilis has been known to do it. Sometimes previous heart surgery. There's a whole variety of things. Even pregnancy. Again, this is rare. This is very, very rare, but unfortunately it can happen. It's pretty, pretty scary. So what do? We got to give you blood. I mean, and we got to give you blood. We got to give you fluid, and we have got to keep your cardiac output strong to send blood. Because remember, if your blood is going through the wall and it's not staying within the system, then your heart's not getting blood. We have to slow the heart rate down so we can make sure we get some control over this. And then we want to make sure that we don't force more blood into the area, so we start to lower the blood pressure a little bit. Unfortunately, with cocaine on board, that's tough, okay, because we got to try to block the cocaine effect. But it doesn't have to be cocaine. It could be age. It could be arteriosclerosis, etc. They say the mortality rate from aortic arch dissections is about 10 to 15%, according to Medscape. You can even get neurological complications because you're not getting good blood flow to the brain. And so you can fix it, though. You can use a graft. Okay, basically they take out the tear, they take out that part, use a graft to allow more of a wall. There's stenting. There's a variety of things they could do. And unfortunately, though, it still has a high mortality rate, considering because a lot of people don't know what's going on. They think it's a heart attack. So they start to give you maybe some beta blockers, maybe they give you some aspirin, they give you oxygen, they do some blood work. Many times we need to throw you into like an MRI to see what's going on, or echocardiogram as well. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.